Okay, a short idea on Parshas Vayera, Tavshin Pe'al, of the Lynch Be'lilei Nishmas, Daniela Sarbas, Eliezer Yisrael Levi, whose Yartzeit is today, Chai Cheshvan. Vateilech Vateishela, Meneg Arachik, Mitchalei Keshus, Ki Amra Al Yara, Bemos Hayal, Vateishe, Meneg Vatisa, is Kolo Teivch. So we know Hagar is banished from the house of Avram, and she went into the wilderness, and she saw that Yishmael was very, very sick, and she distances herself from the child, because she doesn't want to see the child's death. Al Arab Mos Hayalad, and she sat from afar and she cried. Asked the Tefer Shlomo a very simple but a very beautiful question. He said, at the end of the day, she moved herself from the child dying, but at the end of the day, is it still this? It's still the same pain. Why did she have to move herself? Who cares where she's sitting? Her son's dying. At the end of the day, why is the pasuk coming to teach us that she moved herself physically? And says the Tiferet Shlomo, what a, such a beautiful practical insight, especially for anything we've gone through since March and everything happening in the past few days with the election. And the Tiferet Shlomo says such a profound lesson in Emunah. He says at the end, she says at the end of the day, says the Tiferet Shlomo, Hagar saw in the house of Avraham Avinu that there's one God, that there's a Rabbeinu Shlomo who runs the Welt. And you might not understand every detail, you might not understand everything that's happening, but to know that there's a master plan. And when she moved herself away from the situation, that push-up shot means she moved herself away from the details. She moved herself away from how everything's going to work out. And in that schus, that's Vayishma Elokim, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her cries and brought the angel and brought the Yeshua for Yishmael. And says the Tiferet Shlomo, Rotz Salomar, what does it mean that she says, I don't want to see the yellow die? Rotz Salomar, lo estaka b'inyan misas hayela mizep ma vazev al ma zeh halo mikomakum b'nosh Avraham Avinu v'roi l'chesed Yosef, he's the child of Avram, he's the child of Abraham. I'm not going to look at the details. V'lo rotz zol estaka b'zeh yishol kach leba. And says it to Tiferet Shlomo through her complete letting go, her complete his spotless to the Rabbeinu Shlom, and not stop looking at the details, how everything's going to work out. That simple faith, that emunah pshuta, that Rabbi Nachman talks about all the time, about having this simple faith in the Rabbeinu Shlom, is the greatest thing, says Rabbi Nachman. That simple faith of stop looking at the details, knowing that there's a much bigger picture happening, that is exactly what brought the Yeshua, that's exactly what brought the salvation. The Yismach Moshe even writes, Rav David Weinberg writes in his Sefer, he writes that there's one mitzvah that we get schar in this world for. We know the Gemara in Eivir and Daf Chav Beis tells us the schar mitzvah b'hayal malaka. We don't get schar in this world. But there's one mitzvah we do, and that's the mitzvah that you heard from the Rabbeinu Shlom. And that's the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And he writes that when a Jew has a emunah in the Rabbeinu Shlom, you literally bring down shefa and bracha into this world. You change the reality up in a person's life when you decide, I'm going to let go, let God, like Rabbi Goldberg says. Stop thinking you're going to understand all the details, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, the Rabbeinu Shlom on the Zavelt. If Trump is supposed to be president, he'll be president. And if Biden is supposed to be, they'll be president, the Rabbeinu Shlom, we're literally living in the Megillah. And it says in Yismach Moshe, when a Jew has Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and you put your faith in the Rabbeinu Shlom, that literally will get bracha and shefa in your entire life. And at the end of the day, Rabbi Simon, this is what we'll close with, Rabbi Simon and Imre Bar quotes us all the time, Parshas Noach, from the Oiv Yisrael quotes from Rabbi Chil Michal Zlatshever, one of the Bataminu, the Hashem Tav HaKadosh, who says, Ha'i Oimen Es Hadassah, that Mordechai brought up, Hadassah brought up Esther in his house, but Omen, he says that Omen is the Lashon of Amunah, the Lashon of Amshacha. What does it mean to bring up, he brought her up? That when a person has Amunah in Hashem, it's a Lashon of Amshacha, you bring down Shefa and Bracha into your life. So at the end of the day, for us to be able to know, why did Hagar distance herself away? She distanced herself because it means that not just physically, but spiritually, how is it going to be that my child is going to figure it out? She distanced herself and stopped looking at the details. And she, when she stopped looking at the details, and she honed into her emunah, and she turned on her faith in emunah pshuta on the Rabbeinu Shlom, that's exactly what brought the Yeshua. And that's exactly what the Yismach Moshe and the Oiv Yisrael Koni Yerichel Michal Zlatcher tells us. When a person has a moon in the Rabbeinu Shlom, that literally brings out tremendous shefa and bracha, like we like quoting from the Kamana Rebbe, like Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rabbeinu Shlom says, Lama Tzitzakya, why are you davening? Why are you davening? You always daven. Says the Kamana Rebbe, sometimes davening is great, but sometimes davening only gets you so far. Sometimes the Kaddish Baruch wants to see you take that leap of faith, that emun and bitachon, which we zochem into Hashem this Shabbos and this week of the Kriyas Yitzchak. We serve the Rabbeinu Shlom with Mesiras Nefesh, with Emunah, with simple faith, Emunah Pshuta, and the Rabbeinu Shlom running the Welt. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos.